makes you feel so grand. Fit. You'll sing the beat, the band, we'll make the pit. Then it's up to you to make the switch to fit.
F.W. Fitch Company, makers of those fine Fitch products. With yours truly, Larry Keating, Henry Russell, Dink Trout, and our special guest for today, Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra, and starring Cass Daly. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Cass Daly is working as a sales girl at a music shop. She's substituting for her cousin, who had to take the day off because she sold so many copies of Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, she became train sick. We take you now to the music shop on 92nd Street.
Well, Miss Daly.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Did you file all the sheet music in alphabetical order?
Oh, yes. Atchison under A, till the end of time under T. Bell-bottom trousers under S. How deep is
I caught you. Bell-bottom trousers should go under B.
I know. Bell-bottom trousers goes under S. When I filed them, they still had a sailor in them. Boy, am I glad Admiral Halsey's in town. Yes, sir.
Miss Daly, you will please attend to business.
Well, that ain't hey. What do you mean? Now, I've been working hard. I just stacked up all those records.
Don't you think you stacked them up too high? They look kind of shaky.
Oh, don't worry. I piled them as solid as a rock of Gibraltar. They won't fall.
But look, it's tottering.
It's... I told you. They wouldn't fall.
But I saw it swaying. It was keeling over. I saw it with my own eyes. Why didn't it fall?
Well, I bribed the sound man. I guess a quarter wasn't enough. Well, now tell me, Mr. Jones, where do you keep the broom?
Look what you've done. Miss Daly, you'll have to glue every one of those pieces together.
Oh, but that's impossible. I won't be able to fit them together properly.
Miss Daly, I said you will glue all the pieces together.
Well, okay, but the record is liable to sound like this. Can't peek, can't peek, 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 on a go 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 go
Let's...
What do you know? I'm on a heat parade.
Let's forget that, Miss Daly. Now, look, I've got to go out. And while I'm gone, I want you to clean up those string instruments.
Hello.
And clean up that wind instrument, too.
Ah, now, he's no wind instrument. He's my announcer. Hello, Larry. Is there anything special I can do?
Yeah, Cass. Have any of the new songs come in yet?
Oh, well, yeah, we just got one in this morning called The Siamese Twins Are Acting Cranky. One likes Bing, the other likes Frankie.
Well, that sounds nice, but I'd prefer something a little more on the classical side.
Oh, well, I got a cue record right here. It's a song about a girl who ate too many strawberries, and she broke in a rash from her head to her toe.
What song is that?
I'm gonna hate myself. June is busting out all over.
Daly, I hate to interrupt this corn-husking bee.
Yes.
But I've got to go out and place ads in the newspapers about our big sale tomorrow.
Big sale?
Yes, Glenn Gray is coming over to autograph some of his latest records.
Oh, well, look, before you go, I've got a favor to ask you. Please. Please. Oh, please.
Please what?
Please tell me what Mooter Pierce did.
Daly, why should you be so interested in her?
Oh, well, you see, we have a lot in common. Yesterday, a movie director said I looked like Mooter Pierce.
Pierce? Mm-hmm. Said you looked fierce.
Is that what he... Oh, well, you can't kid me. I got a lot in common with Mooter Pierce. I am the kind of a woman most men want. And if they get me, they don't deserve it.
Well... I'm going now, Miss Daly. Take care of the store and don't touch the cash register. Goodbye.
What a job. Another day of this and I'll be as cracked as some of these records. Well, I think I'll play one of Glenn Gray's recordings just to pass the time away. Ooh, gee, here's one called It's Gotta Be This or That.
Thank you. ain't fast, it's slow. If it ain't yes, it's no. If it ain't high or low, it's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dull, it's bright. If it ain't day, it's night. If it ain't wrong, you're right. It's gotta be this or that. Who can it be? If it ain't me, I'm sure it's not your brother. Can't you see? It's gotta be one way or the other. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't thing, it's frank. It's gotta be this or that.
Like the night. Lovely words. Words that every woman likes to hear said about herself. Thoughtful women realize that to earn compliments such as this, their hair must be kept radiantly beautiful at all times. That is why millions of women in the United States and Canada use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly each week. It really cleans the hair, doesn't merely go over the surface, but gets right down to the scalp. The efficient action of Fitch's penetrates and cleanses all the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp, dissolving every trace of dandruff. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo is the only shampoo with a guarantee to remove dandruff in one application. This guarantee is backed by one of the world's largest insurance companies. No matter what the color or texture of your hair, Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo will bring out all its natural beauty. It cleanses so quickly and pleasantly. Ask for a professional application of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo at your beauty or barber shop. For home use, get an economical bottle at your favorite drug counter.
And remember, if your head scratches, don't itch it, pinch it.
You know, Cass, I don't think that was nice of Mr. Jones. Insulting you like that and telling you not to touch the cash register.
Well, I don't like him anyway, Larry. He played a mean trick on me yesterday.
Why? What did he do?
Well, he told me that if I sold a record called My Bill, I could go out and kiss any man by the name of Bill. And if I told him I'm just wild about Harry, I could kiss Harry. Or if I sold Little Joe, I could kiss Joe. So far, I only sold one record.
What one was that?
Donkey Serenade. Here comes a customer.
Pardon me for creeping in your store.
Oh, well, that's all right. Tell me, what can I do for you?
Is this the music shop on 92nd Street?
Does that answer your question, kid? Can I do something for you?
Gracias. I would like to buy a record for Chihuahua, my father.
Your father's name is Chihuahua?
That's right.
But a Chihuahua is a little dog, a Mexican hairless.
So is my father.
Well, look, miss, if you want to buy anything...
Gracias. Have you got the Mexican train record?
Mexican train record?
Sí, on the Acapulco, Chapultepec, and Santo Domingo.
Well, the song sounds the same, but they gave it a new timetable. Well, look, I'll see what I've got.
Gracias.
You're welcome. Now, look, if I can't find the record, I'll sing it for you. Will you like that?
Sí. From just looking at you, I know you are talented.
Yes.
I am sure when you sing, it comes out soft and sweet. Your voice, I know, has such dulcet charm that you sing only the tenderest ballads and sleep it, I'm lullaby.
You're new around here, ain't you, kid? Yes, sir.
Cass, here comes another customer.
Well, pardon me, Senorita. What can I do for you, sir?
This is urgent. I need a piano 12 feet high, 15 feet deep, and 20 feet wide, and I need it immediately.
A piano 12 feet high, 15 feet deep, and 20 feet wide? Well, how are you going to play a piano like that?
Play it nothing. I'm going to live in it.
Oh, Josh, now why didn't I think of that? Here I've been living in a tuba for the past month. Place is drafty, too. Oh, well.
Excuse me for creeping back into the conversation from which I was out, but I'm still here. What's cooking?
You, I think. I'm not sure. Well, look, you're a nice girl, and I like you, so just sit down here, and I'll play one of Glenn Gray's records for you. Did you ever hear of Glenn Gray?
Gee, I am a hip pussycat.
Did you say hip or hip? Now, look, let's listen to Glenn Gray's record of Softly as in the Morning Sunrise.
That's a good idea.
Oh, sorry, I cannot wait. I must go home and pound my tortilla.
Pound your tortilla? Well, now, is that your favorite dish?
No, that is my husband.
Goodbye. Now I know what made tortilla flat. Oh, well, we may as well listen to Glenn Gray ourselves, Larry. Yes, sir.
I think you'd like him. Glenn is tall, husky, distinguished looking, and very handsome.
Oh, is he really? Well, gosh, you know, I can just see him walking through the door. He'll be so tall, I'll have to look up at him. And then I'll smile, and he won't be able to resist me. And then he'll gather me in his big, strong arms, and then in his full, rich, baritone voice, he'll say to me,
"Gee, I love to hold your hand, Cassie."
Goodness sake. Now, what are you doing here at the music store?
Well, I came to help you out, Cassie.
Well, what do you know about music?
Plenty, believe me, kiddo. Why, for 3 years, I played with a very famous orchestra.
Whose orchestra?
Phil Spitalny's.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Hart. Phil Spitalny's musicians are all girls. And you played with them for 3 years?
Uh-huh. I'm a little wolf.
But you say you're a little wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're cute, but you're no wolf. Now, look, I'm going to go back in the stock room to see if I can find some copies of my sponsor's favorite song. It goes like this. Da, 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 da.
Oh, that's your sponsor's favorite song?
Yeah. Three little fitchies in an itty shampoo. I said it and I know my sponsor's glad.
Well, personally, I like that song about Tilly better.
Tilly?
Yeah. Till the end of time. I said it, and I better increase my life insurance.
Well, I... Uh-oh, here comes another customer.
Pardon me, have you got that song, I'm Only a Bird in a Gilded Cage?
Why, yes, we have. How would you want it, on sheet music, record, or piano roll?
On a roll, please.
Well, shall I wrap it up?
No, I'll eat it here. Goodbye.
Well, anyway, I made a sale. I better put the money in the cash register and... Uh-oh. Mr. Jones told me not to touch the cash register.
Cass, you sound unhappy in this job. Let me take you away from all this. I'll give you costly limousines, luxurious yachts, strings of priceless matched pearls, rubies, diamonds...
Horace! Stop smoking that cigarette the Mexican girl left here!
Good gracious, I wasn't smoking. I just want to take you away from all this.
Oh, but I like working in a store, Harsh. You see, so many customers come in here that I figure someday my dream man may come in and I'll meet him.
But what about me?
Oh, well, you're all right, Harsh, but not the type I dream about. The next time I dream about my Prince Charming, boy, I'm going to buy that dream.
Imagine me with my head on your shoulder, and you with your lips getting bolder, a sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me in a gown white and flowery, and you thanking Dad for my dowry, the church full of folk, last minute jokes. I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo, in a grand rototero, then home by rocket in a wave. We'll settle down in Dallas, in a little glassy palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary, like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream.
Ah, yes, sir, I'll buy that dream. Oh, but what's the use of dreaming? My dreams never come true, only the nightmares.
Hello, Cassandra.
Hey, who are you?
I am the real you, the dreamer in you.
You are?
Yes, Cassandra. Tell me, what would you like to dream about? Well, to tell you the truth, I would... I'm not gonna tell you.
Breakdown.
Are you kidding? I'm already broken down.
Well, I know that. But what would you like to dream about?
Well, I'd like to dream that I was Hedy Lamarr.
Look, I was talking about a dream, not a miracle.
Oh, well then, could I dream about my dream man?
You don't have to dream about your dream man. You can meet him tonight.
I can? Oh, would he tell me something about him? Is he handsome?
Yes.
And tall?
Yes.
And thrilling?
Yes.
Like Dan Johnson?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, that's wonderful. Where is he? Oh, I can't wait. Where is my dream man?
Just close your eyes, and he'll come to you.
Okay?
Here he comes. Keep your eyes closed.
Oh, gosh, I can hear him.
Keep your eyes closed.
He's coming closer. Closer. Oh, gosh, he must be right next to me. Oh, speak to me. Talk to me, my dream man. Say something, please. Say something.
Gee, I love to hold your hand, Cassie. Good. goodness, Cassie, that was wonderful.
Oh, well, thanks, Harris. Now, how about delivering this order of records to Mr. Smith's house, and hurry back?
Okay, goodbye. Gee, I'm lucky to have a girl like Cass. I dream of Cassie with the hair on her head. Her eyes are blue, except when they are red. I dream.
Oh, well, there he goes. Gee, I hope he hurries back. I love Horace. I want to live. I love Horace. I want to live. Oh, looks like more business.
Pardon me, miss. I'm Glenn Gray.
Oh, hubba, hubba. Let me look at you. Let me drink you in. Oh, it's a tall drink, but what a head on it. You know, it's so nice to meet you, really. Really. I am Cassandra Daly.
Well, Miss Daly, Mr. Jones asked me to come here to give away autographs.
Oh, well, how about starting with me? Could I have your autograph?
I'll be glad to. Have you got a pencil?
No. I haven't got a paper either.
Then how can I give you my autograph?
Oh, silly boy. Come on now, sign right here.
Okay.
Oh, my, you have a lovely handwriting. What a handwriting.
Why did you kiss me again?
Well, you forgot to drop the eye. You know, it's a funny thing.
Cass?
Yeah?
Cass, I've just finished writing a wonderful new song.
A new song, Larry? What's it called?
It's called Mother Was a Pippin' Till Her Upper Started Slippin'.
Or?
She chewed on a pillow while sleeping and woke up feeling down in the mouth.
Wonderful, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, but Cass, those are just novelty songs. I've got a lovely song here that everyone will want to hear. It has swell lyrics.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Okay. It goes like this. A luxuriant, healthy head of hair is one of the best gifts nature can present. It's worth taking care of. Keep your hair in the peak of condition by using Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. You'll be amazed at the difference Fitch's can make. It gets your hair wonderfully clean, and something more, it reconditions as it cleanses. This means each strand of hair springs into new life and vibrance. Apply Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo first, without water. This way, its antiseptic properties are unhindered in dissolving dandruff. After a brief massage, add water. A glorious quantity of rich lather will form. This lather will rinse out quickly and completely, carrying all the dissolved dandruff, dust, and dirt particles with it. Fitch's is the only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff with the first application bears the backing of one of the world's largest insurance companies. Ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo at your drug counters or get a professional application at your beauty or barber shop. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
And remember, if your head's precious, don't itch it, fidget it.
Now, here is Glenn Gray with one of the most sensational numbers of his long career. He calls it Featuring the Boys.
Thank you. friend. You know, that's what I love, those sweet lullabies. Yes, sir. Gosh, you know, I wonder why Mr. Jones hasn't come back. I'm going to call him up. Have either of you boys a nickel?
I haven't any money.
Well, neither have I, Cassie. Why don't you take one out of the cash register?
Okay, I will it. Uh-oh, Mr. Jones told me definitely not to open the register. I wonder why. Well, okay, I'll open it anyhow. Here goes. You know, I don't think Mr. Jones trusts me. I quit.